I move that Senate Bill 848 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Mr. President, 848 is allowing methane from farm animal waste to qualify as a renewable energy resource for the purpose of the renewable energy portfolio requirement that we passed a few years ago. Mr. President, currently methane is a portion of that portfolio. However, it's only from landfill gases and not allowed today to be from animal operations and farming operations. So, Mr. President, with that, I renew my motion, or I would answer any questions.
The senator from Dent has made the perfection motion for Senate Bill 848. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Senator from the 24th, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
May I inquire of the senator from Dent?
Senator from Dent, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You and I have had a couple conversations about this bill, and I was kind of not understanding exactly what you were doing here, and I want to make sure that I do understand.
Okay.
We have a list of renewable energy resources on page one of the bill.
That's correct.
And it's got, you know, wind energy, solar.
Wind, solar.
Photovoltaic, mm-hmm. and all this.
That's right.
And then methane from landfills.
That's correct.
But what you didn't see in here was methane from agricultural operations.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's one of the areas that had not been put into this portfolio along with the passage of the amendment to set these standards or these renewable energy standards. This is just one more to add to the portfolio that we have.
And so this is methane from landfills, from agricultural operations, or from wastewater treatment.
That's correct.
Sometimes I wish we'd used more semicolons because I had sort of a hard time reading this
yeah,
list.
I understand.
And so, you know. Anyway.
It takes me a little while to read these two.
And we've been here a while. We should figure this out. I think from where I come from, is there anything here that gives an encouragement or a new reason for being or expansion or whatever to these CAFOs, these concentrated agricultural feeding operations?
There's nothing here that would expand any of that. Because of the way that we've derived this, you have to have an anaerobic digester. You have to have the ability to use that animal waste, put it through that digester to create this energy resource. And it is renewable. It doesn't in any way enhance or take away from what we already have existing in our ag facilities. It just simply says this is one more method that we can use within our renewable energy portfolio as a renewable energy standard to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then on page 3, you have sort of a reiteration of this. And can you help me understand?
Actually, I have it on page, I believe it's on page 4 in my copy. It would be the other new language that we have, which would
right.
be the in
okay.
carrying out the provisions of this
is
section.
Is this something besides the Senate bill? Are we dealing? Anyway.
No, there's only one bill out there.
Okay.
I'm dealing with 01I, so.
Okay. I'm looking at the printed version.
Okay.
So, whatever.
Okay.
It's the last language in the bill.
It's the last language
yeah,
in the bill.
Okay.
That's
so
correct. And the reason we've put that portion in there is to be sure that it has a strong, we're sending a strong message to the Public Service Commission that they shall use or they must use this as one of the areas of the renewable energy standards of what the state has. Currently, after conversations with our legislative staff, our legal staff, we wanted to put enough emphasis in there to be sure that that was one of the standards in which they use. currently on the front page of the renewable energy resources that we have, there's a question as to whether they can pick and choose from that group as to what areas that they that the Public Service Commission would deem as the renewable standards or the renewable energy areas for the standard. We want to be sure that they say that the animal waste portion of this methane would be one of the standards that, that could be used.
Okay, so it's just an emphasis.
It's an emphasis. It's a big exclamation point.
That's your explanation, exclamation point.
That's right.
Okay. And Senator, just another part of the bill that you aren't dealing with, and I wanted to see if you'd support just a change or an addition, just to continue on page 2 of the bill at section 383.1030. It just, we have a progression for renewable energy resources that's in the bill. It's 2% for calendar years 11 through 13, and then it just sort of progresses up. And Senator, this is probably one of the least escalating scales in the country among the states that multitude of states that do this. It's not a very aggressive schedule, and I just wanted to add one more if you don't see any problem, just to add another goal for 2025. Do you see anything about that? Anything problem
what would,
with that?
What is your
20? Just adding 20% for
20% by 2025.
Right, and my understanding is that compared to everybody else's, this is still not a very aggressive scale, and it's not that big a deal. It just makes our goal, more in line with what others are doing in terms of another goal by 2025.
Well, Senator, that's quite a ways out to say whether we could or couldn't meet that standard, that guideline, or that area. We can, I know that the reason that I'm putting this bill forward is to be sure that we broaden that renewable energy portfolio as wide as we can, so that we can meet these obligations
right.
of what we've put into the language. I can't tell you today that we can't meet the 20%
right.
by 2025,
yeah.
but I know that if we curtail or reduce the number of renewable energy sources that are out there, it won't be possible.
Right. And I think what we have here is we've got 15 by 2021. I think that's eminently doable, and by your adding another whole area, it seems like it makes it even more doable.
And I would agree. It makes it more doable, and that's why we've brought this forward, is
right.
to have another way of doing that and being sure that we can meet that standard.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't want to happen, though. I don't want the state of Missouri to be put in a position that we have to have a standard met and we don't have the ability to have the renewable resources, the renewable standards
right.
that we can meet, and we have to go outside of the state and start purchasing that.
Right.
Because if we have to do that, it is inherently cost prohibitive to our consumers in this state to do that.
Well, and what you're doing, I think, is what addresses that.
Right.
So
that's what we're trying
yeah.
to do.
And I was just going to propose a little amendment that just takes it another notch for 2025. That looks again. It's compared to what everybody else. I mean, we are a state that has a lot of resources for renewable energy, and it just seems like it just would make it another little notch.
If you want to present that amendment for that standard, mm-hmm. For that percentage by that timeline, I'm not going to have an objection to you doing
okay.
that. We'll
okay.
let the will
okay.
of the body take care of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th.
I have an amendment. I'd like to send it forward. It is short, and I would ask it to be read.
Please send your amendment forward. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Bray, to amend Senate Bill 848, page 2, section 393.1030, line 8, by striking the word, quote, and, close quote, and further amend line 9 by striking the words, quote, in each calendar year beginning in 2021, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, for calendar years 2021 through 2024 and 5, no less than 20% in each calendar year beginning in 2025, close quote.
Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of the amendment. As I said, spoke with the senator from Dent, this just adds another rung on the ladder for Missouri meeting a very easily attainable in renewable energy standard, and he is expanding the source for sources for renewable energy, and so it just looked like we could take ourselves up another notch. From the people I talked to, compared to the rest of the country, that this would be an easily attainable goal for Missouri.
Does any other senator desire to be heard upon the Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill Number 848? The senator from Cape was the first one that I had seen seeking recognition. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I can inquire the senator from Dent.
Senator from Dent, do you yield?
I do yield. Mr. President, if I could get a copy of that amendment, just for my own reference.
Yeah.
One shall be delivered to you. Please proceed.
Yeah. I think it would be beneficial if we distributed it to everyone. And I appreciate that. I just wanted to get a feel for where you were. I think you weren't changing any markers or mandates or anything else. You were just going to open up one additional category that would meet already the mandates that we had some kind of ballot initiative that passed that created this mandate?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. It went to a vote of the people. People said they wanted the renewable energy portfolio standards to be put in place. It set some guidelines and move those forward. It's currently our issue is, how big a portfolio do we have that we really have as a resource to pull from?
Right.
And this was one more area that we could draw in.
Right. And as I understand it now, and I don't really have an objection to your part, now from that mandate that was passed by the vote of the people, we've got now an amendment that's on the floor that would up that implementation. Or and I don't have a copy of the amendment either, but
look at this, it does not, it extends out one more, it extends out to 2025, the standard or the amount that has to be met in the renewable energy standards.
So what are the standards now?
Well, currently.
Are they in your bill?
Yeah, they are on page 2.
And this is what passed a vote of the people?
Because
the people passed not a constitutional amendment, they just passed a people statute.
That's
basically.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay.
And then we got 2% by 2011 through 2013.
Right.
And then got 5% between 2014 and 2017.
And that was my deal. It looks like we're going up by 5% increments, and then all of a sudden we jump and create in 2025 a 20%. Okay, so it'd be 5%.
It's going by another 5%.
Extends. So it's basically, as the amendment says, adding a number 5 to what has already passed a vote of the people.
Right.
Okay. And I know that during the election there were people that said this is going to have a cost, and then people had to make a decision of, is the cost worth the actual mandate?
And what we know currently is renewable energy costs more than our custom energy costs.
Yeah, it definitely costs more than coal. I mean, that's this whole debate.
It's more than coal. It's more than gas.
Right.
It's more than nuclear.
Right.
So it may not be more than wind, because wind is a renewable energy source, and wind is part of what we have right now. So it may be customary to that cost.
Right. Well, I understand where the offer of the amendment is coming from, and in what she would like to do on this. I don't like mandates. I don't like setting standards
that.
in basically saying, hey, whether you like it or not, we're in essence going to raise your energy costs. I understand that the people voted for this. It's debatable if they're going to appreciate the higher electrical costs that are associated with all of this. But I just wanted to get a better understanding of where you were and now where the offer of the amendment is trying to get.
Well, and again, I'll state very clearly my position on this is that what I don't want to happen is that we set a standard to the level that we have to go outside the state of Missouri and purchase that renewable energy. Because
well,
that cost...
Isn't that debatable right now as we start implementing these mandates? I mean, I've heard that even by putting a 2% that we're either going to have to go manufacture windmills, and whether we greatly subsidize that in state tax credits or we just utilize the federal subsidies that are associated with those. But I've had discussions with some of my co-ops that they think we may even have to go onto the grid to get to 2%.
Yeah, and that's a question right now because we don't have that technology for all of those different areas built up right now. And I know that there's a lot of emphasis being put towards many different portions of renewable energy. But we're not there right now.
Yeah, I mean,
to meet that entire state.
Yeah, based on your information, I don't know. I've just heard anecdotally from different co-ops and things that when this mandate passed. Do you know if we'll in order to meet the 2% threshold, just number one mandate, if we'll have to buy off the grid or if we'll be able to generate that domestically, and when I say domestically, within the state of Missouri.
Right, and I don't know that clearly right now.
Okay.
I don't know that anybody is sure where that is going to come from. We're making every effort today to try to reach that goal for us to do it domestically or within the Missouri borders to have that. But no, I can't.
Right, and I can't either. I can't get that information either. It's just basically, we put the mandate and then we'll do it. But, if we have to spend tens of millions, 50 million, 100 millions of dollars to artificially produce this new energy source to get us under this mandate, at some point, everyone wants to be friendly to the environment, but at one point, what do you just say everyone's going to walk
right
from this point forward in time? And that becomes the balance of where we are. I think this is an important enough issue that I think we would definitely want to reflect the nature of the Senate on it. So I'm going to ask for a roll call. I don't know if you want a roll call on it as we move forward.
That's fine.
But with that, I appreciate your inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from Cape Girardeau. None. Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Mr. President, I don't think this is a Chicken Little amendment. I don't think the sky is falling over this amendment. I have great faith in Missourians. I think that from everything I've heard, these standards are met without hundreds of millions of dollars being spent. I think all the other states that have done this, and we are way behind it, we would have heard a lot of talk about it if this was breaking a bank in all these other states that are way ahead of us on this issue. So I would just say let's just ratchet up and give us a 20% goal in 2025. I close.
The senator from the 24th has closed on her motion to adopt. None. Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.